Governor Scott is blasting the Affordable Care Act, saying President Trump inherited a mess. Republicans are considering replacing the current health care system and capping federal dollars to states for Medicaid.
That doesn't mean the government runs all the health care. As government has gotten more involved in health care, what's happened? Cost has gone up. Its access has gone down. It's just more difficult.
Former Florida House Minority Leader Mark Pafford says he disputes the governor's claim. He says that, at least for Florida, the lack of access falls on the governor and other Republican state lawmakers.
Due to the governor's own decision-making and a legislature, primarily in the House, that opposed not only promoting Obamacare, but opposed allowing more people into Medicaid, there are a lot of people in Florida who remain uninsured.
Scott briefly supported using federal money to expand Medicaid before backtracking on that. More than 1 million Floridians signed up for Obamacare this year. The U.S. News and World Report 2017 rankings show Florida is the second worst state for health care access, but having insurance doesn't guarantee access. Meanwhile, Governor Scott says able-bodied people on Medicaid are preventing disabled people from getting Medicaid services. The term able-bodied was also recently used by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz.
I do believe that there are people on Medicaid today who may not be on Medicaid following the passage of the Republican plan. That's, you know, we're trying to provide more consumer choice, more options, give people health savings accounts that creates more agency within the individual to make their own decisions about healthcare.
Pafford, who previously led a Florida healthcare advocacy group, strongly disagrees with both Scott and Gaetz and says the term able-bodied needs a clear definition.
It's the governor's decision, and people like Congressman Gaetz and other people who are currently in the legislature to put barriers up that allow every Floridian the opportunity to have healthcare.
A spokeswoman for Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration says the only adults who are eligible for Medicaid are caretakers, pregnant women, disabled adults and children, or those formerly in foster care, and all must make less than $3,500 a year. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.